Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Total Bellas After Show. We are getting close to the end, but they finally confirmed that we still have 4 episodes left, which means there's not going to be just 10 episodes this season. There's going to be 12. I'm so excited to be here with my lovely crew and to talk about more Bella drama. There actually wasn't much drama this episode. It was a little bit more chill. But with me, like always, she loves women's wrestling, Emily May.
Hey, everyone. I still always find the drama, Leslie.
It's not too big as we've seen before. So yeah. I'm still missing a little bit because I love the drama. But He loves drama as well. And he is the leader of the Bella Army, Mr. Bryant Santos.
Hello. So excited to be here as usual. Love this episode. It was really fun. Brie, get it together, girl.
For real. And then the total diva of our panel, he's always dyeing his hair pink or different colors, Ollie Drennan.
Yes, of course. You know, I'm supporting Natty always.
Yeah,
I think we're just missing the drama from Mama Bella. Where is she?
Where is she?
Give Mama Bella a story.
She always arrives.
Give Mama Bella a chance.
Oh my gosh! Yes, we're gonna start that movement now. But there's so much to talk about. A lot of complicated situations with Nikki. Nikki, you are doing too much for me. But let's go ahead and start with this revelation that Nikki finally has her house. I want to know your thoughts, Ollie, on this beautiful house and the tradition to have a black cat walk through your door.
It's so funny. I used to have a black cat, and I think they're amazing. I support this tradition, Artem. Obviously, they had to like work around it with the dog dressed up as a cat, but it was cute. I love that Nikki is like finding cute, quirky ways to support Artem. You know, she always wants to give back because they're such a great pair, and he's supportive of her. So it just... Nikki, Artem, y'all need a roommate because I am like, the house is looking cute, and then we can have Brie as like the neighbor, obviously. So I mean, it's cute. I'm really happy that things are progressing, and it's cool to see. Like, I'm like, okay, let's get to the baby progressive moment because that's what I want to see, you know. But it's cool.
Yeah,
I'm very happy for them.
I feel like one of us has to apply to be like a live-in nanny or something like that.
I want to be the assistant, honestly. Like.
Brian, I think you'll be a great assistant. You're always on top of everything that they're doing. But speaking of that, we opened up with JJ being included in the conversation. They're at the bar, of course, having a good time. Brian, your thoughts on what JJ said about how the Bellas are going to get into it now that they're neighbors?
That is so true. And obviously, we saw it played out in this episode, but JJ literally called it. You know, obviously, he knows his sister so well. So he's like, you guys are going to just, you already get each other's throats when you live a state away, let alone when you live right next door, you know. So it's obviously just going to create more tension because they're going to see each other more often, you know. So yeah. I loved how JJ just called it. He's like, you guys have fun with that, but I know you're going to fight all the time.
Exactly. And we have a new nickname for Nikki. It's called the Bone Crusher. Emily, your thoughts on that?
Not my question.
You're right. I should have gone to Ollie for this one. Ollie,
welcome to the whole panel. Okay.
Oh my god, I am dead. Okay. I plead the fifth. Emily, you were saying.
I mean, I love how we skipped a whole thing, and
it was introduced in the whiskey little.
You guys, I can't even say my walkie-talkie nickname, so that's okay.
So WWE is a PG show, so we're gonna keep it PG and Q in this after show. But you know, Nikki was talking about her personal stuff because she is obviously now thinking whether she can have kids or not. But before that, let's get into the huge argument, pretty much the basis of this show, the pool gate. Really, we're talking about a pool gate. Where Brie now feels like she has a say on Nikki's new house. Brian, your thoughts on how Brie and Brian went to the store to even try to purchase this without her consent?
It's so funny. I think it's just because Brian has that relationship with Nikki, like he's so comfortable with her. But I feel like his personality, like seeing him on the show, I feel like he would be like, no, don't do that. That's dumb. But I think just his mm-hmm. relationship with Nikki, he was okay with it. But gosh, like, I'm sure we're going to talk about it more with Brie, but just this entire situation was so far over the line. Like, Brie does not understand boundaries. Like,
no.
Girl, she brought the sign. She literally went and got the price quote for the pool kit. Like, no. The boundaries were non-existent. So I'm like, Brie, girl. Yeah.
There are property lines and boundary lines for a reason. And she was not following any of them.
I know. Emily, were you surprised, though, that Nikki kind of considered it once she realized that there was a Louis Vuitton pool gate that she couldn't install in her house?
Guys, that's not real.
I know.
That was a whole thing just to get her to think about maybe getting one. Mm-hmm. Brie was just trying to, like, I think they're playing a trick on her of, like, yeah, there's one. Yeah, you can get a custom one built, but I'm not surprised that they're trying to, like, get her to do it. I feel like it's such a sister thing to do, to, like, insert yourself in business that is not your business to get involved in. I feel like this whole family has this habit of doing that. So I feel like this was just another moment where it's like, come on, Brie. Like, you can't just be happy for your sister for one second about getting this new house. And I feel like there was some jealousy moments. I'm going to throw that out there. When they were touring the house, I feel like there were some moments where Nikki was already, or Brie was already nitpicking about every little thing about, oh, the you're gonna, like, Birdie's gonna fall off the bar stools and like, oh, it's not, like, safe. And I was like, it's not your house, so it's not your choice to make.
No, you're good. We do have to understand, though, that they are really close. The twins always give each other their opinion whether they ask for it or not. So, Ollie, do you understand where Brie is coming from? Where she just concerned for Birdie and how she could have an accident? I mean, it makes sense. You know, she is a first-time mom, so she's obviously extra cautious with that. But do you get her side of the story, kind of?
Yeah, it's like, always take care of Birdie. She is, like, the pride and joy of you as a mom. But at the same time, Birdie's always watched. I feel like Birdie's always in protection, like, being protected. No one's ever leaving Birdie, like, unattended. That's just, like, not the case in this family, in this household. And so I feel like Birdie's just always being watched. So it's not like Birdie's gonna, like, go sneak out of her room, go, like, at her age right now in this moment.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see her going over to Nikki's, like, by herself or just, her being alone. How is she going to get there? How is she going to ever be alone?
She's pretty smart.
Right.
They could do something like that. But, like, you have to get through multiple doors, multiple gates, get, like, latches that are probably pretty high up that she's not going to reach. Like, you kind of have to, like, I get there's emotion attached to it. For Brie is being a first-time mom, being super protective, but also there's a balance of, like, just rational thinking.
Who said in this episode, which was like, that's just on you to watch Birdie, because like, all these crazy precautions, it's just like, girl, just watch Birdie. Like, she's not gonna fall into the pool if you just watch her. So
right. Speaking of that, Brian, we do see JJ give his input when they went to the food and wine festival, and he was pretty much like, no, that's not your house. That's not. You're not allowed to do anything. You're not allowed to take it. So props to JJ for stepping up and taking Nikki's side. And then Brie comes back with, like, I always get what I want. Were you surprised, Brian, that Nikki actually ended up giving her what she wanted and getting a temporary one and a pool cover?
I was surprised that Nikki gave in, because honestly, it just goes back to the communication. Like, if Nikki was going to give in from the beginning, like, literally the episode would have just been out the window, because there would have been no conflict. But I definitely was surprised that in the end she was just like, okay, I'll do it. I'll get the pool cover. But you know, I guess she kind of met her in the middle, and she was like, I guess I'll get one that's, you know, that's nice, that'll add to my thing. Because I think Nikki was very validated in her note about, she was just like, it's gonna throw off the whole look I have. This is a brand new house. I want it to look great. I want it to look a certain way. And if you have pool signs and you have pool gates, it's gonna look like a public pool. So that's definitely where she was coming from. So I guess she was able to find a way that it would work for her in the new house. So Yeah.
I get compromising, but it just felt so like it, like so invasive to just like be like make that like force her to do something like that.
But hey, that's the Bella family.
I'm just saying it, like, you know.
But speaking of, you know, Nikki did consider the fact that she loves her nieces. She wouldn't want anything to happen to them, so she's obviously going to take that precaution. So props to you, Nikki, for being such a good aunt. And little do you know, you're about to have your kid yourself, so you're going to need it anyways.
Exactly.
There you go.
Dinner later.
Maybe that, yeah, maybe that 30 grand, dropping 30 grand on that that ugly gate thing for the pool is going to work out fine. So everyone's going to be happy. Happy ending.
Exactly. But speaking of having kids, we obviously have to walk through Nikki's journey before she finds out that she is pregnant. We see her actually thinking about her future and how she is getting older, and it's going to be harder for her to have kids. So Ollie, I want to get your opinion on how she went to the doctor appointment without Artem, and how obviously Mama Bella was there, and good thing Mama Bella's there, or else we know Nikki would fill out those documents with some stuff that the doctors really don't need to know.
Yeah, this is I feel so useless in this conversation because like obviously I don't have kids. I don't know if I want kids. I'm not in a relationship, but I think it's just like huge, like,
well, like your thoughts on like,
yeah, no, I think it like it stems from just like the issue of like dating when you're in your 30s or in your mid 30s or maybe in your 40s, whatever. There is that issue of maybe if you do want a family, if you're one lover wants a family, one doesn't. So how are we going to tackle this? Oh, maybe I should freeze my eggs, but also then I want to fertilize them. Do I want to fertilize them with Artem? So I think it is really hard. And I feel like, I think there is like the stigma of being married, and I feel bad. Like I want the best for Artem and Nikki, but I don't think marriage is like the end all be all. Like I feel like, I feel like you could still be together, you know, like not having that marriage. Like I feel like they just need to like slow down a little bit at the same time, because I feel like this is such a, like I'm rooting for them, but it's, there's just so many like issues that are being like thrusted at us and thrusted at them. So it's really hard to process everything because there's a lot to take into consideration. But I do feel for Artem, because Artem obviously wants kids, and then Nikki is, I don't want Nikki to feel pressured of having kids, but you know, she's just trying to look out for her future if she does want kids, you know. So it's tough.
Yeah, definitely. And think about it also, they haven't been together for even a year. So these are huge decisions that, yes, you may have when you're married, but at the same time, you don't necessarily have to be married to make these type of decisions, because I know from my personal experience with my family members, there's a lot of them that have been together for 15 years, 16 years, and they're not even married, but they constantly, like, you're technically considered married, but I understand that they are at an early stage in their relationship, but you're already making such huge decisions by asking him to move in and all these things. So I think she's just conflicted. One of the biggest things that Bree obviously notices is the fact that she's afraid of commitment. So Brian, your thoughts on that, and how she's kind of just afraid of thinking of the future and just taking it day by day in a way.
I feel like you always throw me the question about he shall not be named, or it's
it has nothing to do with that.
It has.
No, honestly, it doesn't. And I like you said, she's just trying to move forward, and it's not him. It's every relationship she had in the past. You know, Bree mentioned that in this episode that she's just been burned so often, not so often, but so many times, that she is scared to move forward, and she's scared to make those decisions with men. So, you know, like you said, Ollie, she shouldn't be quick. And I keep saying this every single week, she shouldn't be quick to make decisions without, you know, consulting other people, without thinking before she acts, because she does things like this. You know, she's like, okay, I wanted to do it on my own. But Artem's like, did you think about how I felt of being in this relationship with you, being in this partnership with you? And you didn't even consider how I felt. You didn't consider me wanting a child. You didn't consider me wanting to go with you and be there in that process, you know? So I think that was definitely what she was dealing with. She wanted to do things on her own, but Artem was just, she didn't consider Artem's feelings in the process.
There's a fine, there's a balance between, like, you can make decisions on your own as an individual when you're in a relationship, but like you should always have that person as a factor in those decisions.
Yeah.
And I feel like Nikki has been making the same kind of mistakes, in the sense of like not being communicative with Artem and saying, hey, this is like what I'm feeling and even what I'm thinking. What she could have done is just gone back to him after this doctor's appointment and said, hey, here's my options. This is what the doctor said. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm thinking. This is what my, these are what my feelings are. This is what I'm leaning towards. It has nothing against you, because what she's done previously in episodes we've seen is that she doesn't consider him at all. And so it makes him feel completely like not a factor in her future. And, you know, and yes, people have children when they're not married all the time. And but you have to like factor each other in when you make that decision. And I just feel like it seems so like unfair for Artem to have this thing happen over and over again of him not being considered. So I felt like it was, I totally could see his perspective.
Yeah, for sure. And I think honestly, Emily, from what you're saying, it's just a matter of a lack of communication that we keep talking about.
We like, keep talking about it. Both Bella twins have this issue.
The whole family.
The whole family. They just need to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Don't they have Friday night dinners? They need to just get it all out. Friday night dinners.
Yeah. And it makes sense. Also, Ollie, what do you think about when Bree said, you know, you always have a margarita and then you're always talking to him. Oh, when we get married. So alcohol makes you say things. So your thoughts on that?
I mean, Bree wasn't wrong. Let's face it. If you drink alcohol, but like, I feel like Nikki, deep down inside, she wants to marry him, but it's also just the fact of, yeah, you want to be married, but you still have to make the decision of committing and having that engagement, you know, going
through. You can want it, but not be able to.
Right. Going through with it. It's like, yes, we are monogamous as going to be future husband and wife. You're going to be my fiance, yada, 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 this, that, third. So, you know, that alcohol, definitely, you know, the Bellas love their wine. They love
their
wine. Who doesn't? So it's like, Brie, you're right, but Nikki, I feel you with how, you know, the emotions come out with the alcohol. So
but
it just goes to show that Nikki does love Artem. It's like, girl, you love this man.
It's like she's in denial. It's like she's like afraid that if she admits that like she really wants to go down this path and make this huge commitment, that like something's gonna go wrong or something's gonna go bad or something will, you know, which I get, there's like a fear, like an insecurity there that like she's not addressing, because all of this baggage from previous relationships and just like her childhood are all like coming to a head. Because all of these things that she's always wanted her whole life is now being presented to her, and she doesn't know how to like deal with it.
Honestly,
very one-time and left from Hercules.
No, honestly, I do think it comes from her childhood. The fact that she wasn't raised in a household where she's seen marriage. Her mom has been married. This is the third time her mom's being married. I don't even think it has to do a lot with her past relationships. Maybe one where she actually got married just because of it. Because if you guys read the book, it's really good. She mentions it. She's been married before, if you guys didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of just to do it because her ex-husband, I guess you can call him, was going to go into the military. And, you know, a lot of people do get married when they go into the military. So she regrets that. She literally did it in Vegas. So I think it comes from that. She's already done it once. It was a mistake. So she has this fear, I think, with the word marriage in general, because she's never seen that as an example. I think the closest that she has is Brie, but they're obviously going through a rough path as well. And Brie and Nikki think completely differently. So I honestly think it's because she's never seen anything like that. It does scare her, because what if something happens? What if she gets divorced again in the future?
But nothing's guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed. Like, even if you're with someone for 20 years, nothing's guaranteed.
Yeah.
So, like, she just has to take that plunge and just, like, go for it, because life's too short.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, at the end of the day, I feel like she's just hurting Artem more than she's really building the relationship. So I feel really bad for him, because he's the type of man that's putting her first for everything. And he considers her for everything. Right now he's going through a rough time, but he's there to take care of her. And for, you know how Nikki is, she does get needy sometimes. So she's always there for him. So I do feel bad, because he's obviously thinking, you know, one of the things that he said that was really big to me was the fact that he told Brie, if she doesn't want to have kids, I think we're in the wrong relationship. And that's huge.
So huge.
So I think, one, she's not communicating at the right time. Like, come on, you're at a grocery store and you're really going to have this conversation.
That was the worst setting to have that conversation. You have it at home on the couch with some wine.
Can you imagine the kids passing by in the snack aisle? They're like, oh, that anyone's talking about the embryo? Can you tell me about that?
Yeah.
Are you guys so surprised, crazy. Though? I want to go to you, Brian. Are you surprised the fact that Brie actually wasn't so involved in this process? Like, she normally is involved with, like, everything in Nikki's life.
I'm surprised, and I'm also, I totally didn't even catch that. You know, it wasn't even a big thing that I noticed in this episode, but that's very true. You know, they do every single thing together, and for the fact that they didn't go to this meeting with the doctor, this consultation would be a huge thing. So, it's interesting how she wasn't there. I mean, obviously, maybe there were just scheduling conflicts, she couldn't make it, but they are usually together at all times, so I'm surprised to not see her there. But I was happy to see Mama Bella because I just love her. Want to see more of her.
Yeah, for sure. It was interesting to me too, and I think she really, obviously Nikki, Brie realized that at the end. But it's also interesting so much that we learned about just the female body and how after 35 your chances are so slim. Emily, were you shocked to hear all that information?
I was yelling at the television, can I tell you? Because this is the stigma that literally every female has heard since they've turned a certain age, that like you literally won't be able to have kids after 35. And I literally was so frustrated because this doctor was like scaring Nikki into like, oh my God, like your life is going to end after 40 because you can't have a child. And I, like, there's so many other ways to have children. And I get like the need to have your own, but I just felt like it was like an unnecessary, like a little aggressive from the doctor, at least in my opinion. I felt like it was so like no wonder Nikki is feeling pressure because like in your face.
I'm happy you brought that up because there are different ways. You can have like a surrogate, you can even adopt, which is always great. But it's like, I feel like that doctor, like, we shout out to our healthcare workers.
Shout out.
Love you. And essential workers. But I y'all working y'all asses off. No, but like I just feel like sometimes that you do get that, whether it's from a doctor, you get kind of like that general like explanation, like, this is what's going to happen to you. And it's like, everyone's like different. Like everyone's body's different. Everyone has a different, like different genetic makeup and whatnot. So I totally get what you said, Emily. It's kind of like, oh, that definitely did scare, Nikki for sure.
I had to say, I played it back for my husband. I was like, hold on, you got to hear this. And so I played it back and he was like, what is she saying? Like from his perspective, he was like, that's a little much.
Yeah.
Like, Nikki, you're old.
Yeah. Like, that's really unfair. Unfair to like put that amount of pressure on.
Seriously. I think too, it was probably maybe the delivery. And I totally caught that now that you said it, because it was very black and white. Like, you know, obviously, like, you know, people like that, especially like for fertility doctors or OBGYNs are usually very warm and like, okay, sister, let me talk to you about this. But she was like, okay, girl, 35, 40, it's over. That's it. Goodbye, Nicole. Get it.
What did she say? She said, you're playing with fire. That's what she said. You're playing with fire.
So the delivery was not the best.
I was like, okay, maybe there should have been like, okay, here's two options. And then here's additional options of like how you can go about having kids. It was a little much for me, but I get it's a show, they want to make it dramatic.
No, but I mean, even as a doctor, your name comes out, and if future patients want to go to you, I personally wouldn't want to go to a doctor that's going to be so firm like that with me. I like the ones that are more like calm and very like, tell me my different options, you know, this and this and that. But I feel like she was kind of straight to the point where you're like, you better do it now or you're screwed. And I don't feel comfortable at all.
I hope Becky's doctor isn't like that.
Becky!
Just kidding.
And if you guys don't know who Becky is, we're talking about Becky Lynch, the former Raw Women's Champion who is now pregnant, for those who don't watch wrestling, because I know
she's still my champion.
With my boyfriend, Seth Rollins. My husband. Goodbye.
Yep. And Brian's baby daddy. But
oh my goodness.
Let's go ahead and talk about something serious. This was towards the end of the episode. Honestly, this episode was a little bit more chill. Was more of just literally the pool and then Nikki freezing her eggs and not really thinking much about Artem. But Artem, poor Artem, he's really thinking about putting a ring on it.
Yes!
So who wants to go first on their thoughts?
I want to go first and just talk about how, I don't know, I didn't think it felt rushed, but what I would say was it really like took me by surprise, because I thought that this episode, it was going to be like kind of like a setup, like just plant the seed of like, okay, maybe he's thinking about marriage. I didn't think in the same episode they were going to go all the way to the jewelry store, you know? So that was definitely a huge step that I saw was like really big in this episode. So I'm assuming that in the next couple of episodes, that's probably prediction, but we're going to get more development of that whole process. But I just thought it was crazy how they really just went for it right here after just bringing it up in the first place. But love it. So excited for them. We obviously know that it did happen and they are now engaged. So I'm so excited for that. But I want to actually see more of that, like how he got the ring, how he chose it, all that kind of drama. But love it. I'm so happy for them.
The price. Ollie, your thoughts on the prices on these diamonds?
Well, all I gotta say, you got 25 cents because I'm gonna get you from the vending machine. Where's
that Cracker Jack box? I need one from there.
Maybe I'll spend a little bit more money. I'll get you like a ring pop. Don't
you? Yes.
Come on, ring pop.
It's so hard because he's like, you see him, like Nikki's always talking about how he's going to LA for gigs and whatnot. So he doesn't have like a full time gig, that which he obviously wants. You know, it's like cool to kind of have those gigs and pick them up here and there. But getting into relationship and wanting to purchase that engagement ring, it was really hard because I love that Bree said, you know, it's not all about the ring, but also Artem, deep down, he's even said it himself, he wants to buy that ring that Nikki's gonna want. So I personally think like it's like a materialistic thing, just get like a nice ring, you know. But it shows a lot that he really wants to get what Nikki wants, and Bree's just trying to help him out, even though that's a little pricey. So it's just really
pricey.
It's like half $1 million for a carrot.
And then Bree said she wants 5 carats, so you gotta multiply by 5.
Okay, I gotta speak on this from someone from my perspective.
Yes,
I'm gonna do a little hot take here.
Go.
It doesn't matter about the ring, like I'm telling you, you can spend $5 million on a ring, but if you don't have a good foundation in your relationship, if you're not honest with each other,
there you go,
if you're
girl.
Not ready to take that step, it doesn't matter how big your ring is.
Speaking from a married woman, so she knows.
and like, just my ring, just real quick, was made like in your head. I get it. As a girl, you're always gonna dream of like a big ring or something, right? Something fancy. And like what my husband did is he designed it from both his mom's stones and his grandparents' stones. So he combined two of his families. Like jewelry and made a beautiful, like it's one of a kind, and it's one of those things that it means more to me to have that like family with me every day than it is to go to a store that is literally a marketing ploy in order to just like have a big, you know, a big diamond on your hand. Sorry, I ranted a little bit.
Come on, Emily.
I'm all for it. Like, I love beautiful jewelry, but you have to make sure that you're ready for that commitment, because in the end, it's about the two of you, because it's the two of you against the whole world. Because every night, you have to go home to that person, and that's what it's about.
Yep. Guys, we
men take notes. She's men take notes. If any of you are looking to scout me, take notes from what Emily just said.
Exactly. Same. Amen. The three of us all are single here, so we have to think about all these little details.
Exactly. And it's my anniversary for my engagement this weekend. So that's why it's like on my mind.
Tiny congratulations.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Love it. Well, I don't even know what to say.
I know, like preach. Like
I am excited to see her. I'm excited to see her get engaged because I love engagements. I love weddings. Mm-hmm. I think they're all beautiful. Yeah. So I'm excited just because I feel like it's an out of body experience that is so incredible, and everyone should experience it one day. And I'm excited to see that happen for her.
Yeah, me too. Definitely. Yes. I just think, Brie, come on, sis. You took him to the wrong jewelry place.
It's always sketchy when you have someone say, hey, I know a guy. Like,
but it's a little sketchy. Funny too, because Brie always brings up the whole, like how Brian is a very minimalistic. So I would assume that she would have taken him to somewhere like super low key, but I guess she is thinking of Nikki, because obviously we all know Nikki, we know she loves her Louis Vuitton that was in the episode as well. So she was kind of, I guess, trying to meet him in the middle. Like, okay, I know somebody that'll kind of help you, that'll know what Nikki likes. And then when he heard those 500 Gs, he was like,
almost a million too.
Yeah, he literally almost fell out of his chair. I feel like he was sweating, and he asked for water, and like he got champagne.
that makes it worse. Oh my goodness.
Also, I felt bad for him because I swear he looked pale.
He did.
You can just see his eyes. I felt so bad. I was like, get out, go to another place.
But at least, like, the biggest takeaway is that he still went, you know? Maybe this is why Bree wasn't with Nikki. Maybe they were filming with Artem, Bree and Artem. Yeah. But or Bree was too busy getting that pool sign. But like the biggest takeaway, he wants to eventually soon, you know, propose to her. So that just shows that he wants to be in a relationship. He wants to be fully committed to her. And I think he even said in like a confessional that she is the end all. Like she is the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
we all know she wants it too. She kept saying, "We're not married. We're not married. We're not married." You know, a girl saying, "Get me engaged. Let's get married."
Yeah, she's engaged in her heart. She's just not saying it out loud.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Well, to wrap it all up, we do have, you know, the sisters come back together. Bree does admit that she was being a little too much, and Nikki was like, "Wow, it took a walkie-talkie for you to confess that." Ollie, your thoughts on the walkie-talkie? You think it's gonna last?
Why can't they just text like normal people, FaceTime, you know? Come on. And this is coming from someone from the 90s, a product of the 90s. It's cute. Like I just love their dynamic. I wish I lived next door to my sister, my big sister. Like I think it's cute. They're finding new ways to kind of like just have fun, be a kid. They even were talking about in this episode of how like, wow, like we haven't lived this close to each other since we were kids.
Yeah,
so
that's cool.
It's like a breath of fresh air. So it's fun to kind of do those younger things, especially with Bree, because I know Bree is stressed out. This was definitely more of a Nikki-centered episode, but
Bree,
you know, remember all the things that Bree's going through with Daniel Bryan. So it's in a way like it's nice to see them having kind of like these quirky like little instances with the walkie.
Nice to like have that support system. Like now they are so close to each other, and they can lean on each other even more, which might cause some friction depending on how things unravel with like the pregnancies and stuff. But I feel like it's meant to be that they're next door to each other right now.
Yeah, for sure. The twins are twins. They're always going to do everything together, and I love it. I just really love it. But I want to get your guys' opinion before we move on into the special segment. I know we only have 4 episodes left. Do you guys enjoy this? These episodes with a little bit less drama, or do you feel like they were giving us so much that now we're missing a little bit more? Brian, your thoughts?
No, I mean, I do. I appreciate them because I feel like what they did with the last one was interesting. I guess maybe like you said, if they would have brought it back to more drama this week, it would have been entertaining. But I love how they did last week with the kind of breakup of all that major like intense drama from the dad situation to, you know, Mama Bella. And then they kind of brought us back to something more lighthearted. Still kind of like a conflict, but more like lighthearted conflict. So I do like how these are, they're a little bit mixed up, like, you know, emotional, dramatic, entertaining. Mm-hmm. So I do like it. Like, I have to just say, this is one of the best seasons of Total Bellas, if not the best. So good. And
the best.
In addition to all the drama, the entertainment, like, it's a real look into their lives. Like, it's the most authentic it's been, like, since that first really scary season of being in John Cena's house. Oh my God, I said his name. But, you know, so, like, it's, like, really, I love how real it is. I love how they just share so much. They open up their lives truly to their fans, and I just love them. I love them so much, honestly.
I know. Same. Now, Emily, let's go ahead and move on into our special segment, Match of the Week.
Awesome. So we're going to talk about 2 matches of the week because I feel like they are important to talk about. We're going to talk about Poolgate. All right. We have Nikki.
Come on, Poolgate versus match.
Versus Bree. It is an epic underwater match. No, I'm just kidding.
It's a Brady Bowl match or a pudding match.
It is. You have Bree that is trying to get Nikki to install this pool gate, and there is so much drama. She even goes to the pool store. She's kind of like forcing her to do this, and in the end, Nikki kind of caves, and there's a compromise of like doing a temporary gate with a cover. How do you guys feel about this? Who do you think was in the right? Who was in the wrong? We'll start with you, Brian.
Gosh, I said it before. Like, I actually, in the last couple of episodes in our matches of the week, I've been giving Bree credit. Like, okay, she apologized. It's fine. I'll be on her side. This time, no, girl. the boundaries were not existent. She was wrong from the beginning to end. I mean, thankfully she apologized to mitigate the situation, but she was just so wrong for stepping over that line, inserting herself into Nikki's business, into her brand new house. I'm like, great girl, really? Was that all so wrong. Necessary?
Mm-hmm. All right, Ollie, what do you think? Yeah.
Well, man, I'm gonna shock you guys. I came into this Ooh. Saying I was team Nikki. However, this is my theory. Stick with me. I think Brie have a Raven Simone vision moment. And she's like, oh, Nikki's going to be having a baby. So this after show, Brie had a vision. And she's like trying to say, oh, it's Birdie you have to worry about. No, Brie had a vision. So I'm yes. team Brie because Nikki is eventually pregnant. So she's going to need the gate. So
that is like the reach of the century.
Just a theory.
That might be a stretch. Just saying. Just a bit. Leslie, what do you think? Is it Nikki, Brie? Who's in the right now? Who's going to get thrown in the pool? Over or through the gate?
I have to give it to Nikki for this one because she was being more reasonable and she actually didn't freak out like I thought she was going to. She was more calm about it. So props to you, Nikki. You handled the situation very well. Mm-hmm. I got to give it to her.
Yes, I'm going to go with Nikki as well. I feel like she was super calm about it. She didn't like throw a fit. She talked it out. And Brie was out of line. Done. Mm-hmm. My gavel.
Oh, yeah, I've gone to great lengths to justify Nikki's actions, but what she just did there was
huge lengths. All right, and then
I got your back, Brie. Don't worry.
Yeah. Second match of this episode that I want to talk about is Artem and Nikki. So you have Nikki that made this really big decision. I know this really big decision. I feel like they had a little bit of a fight in this episode. You know, Artem felt really hurt about her decision of. Really, it was more about of him not being included, and there was a lot of emotions going around. So, Leslie, I want to hear your take on kind of whose side are you on right now?
Ooh, this is hard because I don't know how I would deal with the situation if I was put in that, you know, situation myself, because I understand Nikki's perspective on it's my body, I should do what I want, mm-hmm. but at the same time, he really loves her. He's done so much for her. I do feel like she was being a little bit selfish in the sense that she was only thinking about herself. I wanted her to have that conversation before. At least be like, hey, I'm going to go to the doctor to figure some stuff out. I'll talk up to you about it once I have the information, and then we'll go from there. And he even mentioned it. Have I ever forced you to do something that you don't want to do? So exactly. I had to give it to Artem for that because he really justified everything that he was thinking. And yes, even if Nikki would have disagreed and moved on with freezing her eggs without his sperm, then I think it would have been fine. He would have completely, you know, agreed with it. At the end of the day, it is her body and he is not going to force her to do anything that she doesn't want to do.
Totally. Mm-hmm. That's Bryant, what do you think?
So I think that, you know, Artem was having a Raven Baxter moment. I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
No, I totally agree with Artem. Nikki was also very, very, not, I don't want to say in the wrong, but I think that she could have handled the situation better. Yeah. 100% yes. agree with you. Like you said, Leslie, she totally has every right to choose whatever she wants about her body. Totally. But all she had to do was tell Artem about it and it would have, the situation could have been completely avoided. So give it to Artem on this one. I love how he handled it. I love how he explained everything. And of course, you know, he's like, I'll never force you to do anything. Like, he just loves her, guys.
Yes.
I love
him. So understanding. Yeah, he's so understanding. He's so compassionate. He always wants to talk to her. He just wants to be in the room with her and be like, hey, I'm here for you, which is a really wonderful trait to have in a partner. Ollie, do you have anything else different than what these guys?
Yes, I am the heel of this panel today.
Yes, Artem. Heel.
Artem. I know, I mean, maybe Nikki should have said like, yes, like I'm going to this doctor, open up first. But Artem, boo, come on. Just get engaged already. Pop the question. This is your fault. This is your fault. We wouldn't be having this
another a year.
I don't care anymore.
Just give it a couple months. Don't worry.
I think a few months.
They just like, overall, yes, like we keep bringing up like, it is really quickly, but they just seem like so in love, but yet there is like the disconnect, like Artem's afraid to pop the question.
They have a lot to figure out.
Yeah. And then Nikki's afraid to open up. So I'm just like, Artem, you know what to do. If you just pop that question, communication mm-hmm. would just like run rampant. So
yeah, I'm team so, Nikki. Well, team Nikki. Yeah. All right. So I have to say that's kind of like I was thinking about this a lot, and I feel like there's a compromise that could have been made. I feel mm-hmm. like yep. Nikki could have gone to Artem and said, "Hey, this is what's going to happen. These are my options." And what she could have done is done both. She could have done her eggs, and she could have done her the embryos,
oh.
and done both. So you get the best of both worlds, where mm-hmm. she can do it on her own, or not have to. Like if it doesn't work out with Artem, she could have done it separately. So that was kind of like my take on it. And that's like our matches of the week.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you all.
Yeah, and thank you guys for always tuning in every week. We really appreciate you guys for being so loyal to us, for always leaving us the best comments. Make sure to like, subscribe, and let us know what you guys thought about this whole situation. And now let's move forward with our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh. All righty. Let's go ahead and start with you, Ollie. Your thoughts on next week, since you are a psychic this week.
Bree's the psychic, remember? Okay. So I did watch the preview this time, and then it apparently Artem bought a ring. But I'm like, I'm like, there's no way he bought like the 500 million. No. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
He went somewhere else.
Yeah, he had to. So, but honestly, I think overall, as we talked about in this after show, I think Nikki doesn't really care about the ring. I think Bree may think that, and maybe Nikki at one time did want like a very like extravagant mm-hmm. ring. But mm-hmm. I think honestly, she just wants that question from Artem. So I think she's going to be happy with whatever ring Artem gives her. So that's my prediction. Oh my God. But then the whole thing with Dan O'Brien, I'm just remembering that was scary. I'm like, is he possessed?
I know that was.
I'm like, no.
Oh my
god, it was scary. I'm freaked out.
So they went it's probably a because you hallucinate when you go through that type of like ceremony, and because mm-hmm. you're sweating and you're like in a state of a different state, and so yeah, it's going to be interesting to see why they went there. And I feel like that was such an opposite moment in that preview. I feel like, yes, we're going to see this really great engagement. Nikki is going to be happy with whatever ring she gets. It's going to be awesome. There's going to be a pregnancy gender reveal down the line, mm-hmm. you know, and then we're going to like, I feel like Bree and Daniel Bryan are trying to figure out how to reconnect. And so this mm-hmm. is kind of one of their ways to do that, to heal themselves, heal each other. And yeah, it's going to be, I think there's going to be some new information coming out of that moment.
Yeah. Brian, your thoughts?
So I have two things. So I don't know if I'm just like reaching here, but what I think with Artem and Nikki, I think Artem hasn't even broached the topic, because I feel like he's so, like he cares so much about her, he doesn't even want to broach the topic, because I feel like he thinks she's still healing. So I feel like what he's going to do in this next couple episodes is introduce it, be like, so, you know, we haven't talked about marriage yet. So I feel like that's what mm-hmm. we're going to see. And it's crazy that Emily, you brought that up about the whole like really meaningful ring, because I actually think that's what he did. So I think that he might have not done like, you know, a really extravagant ring. He did something really, really meaningful. Like, we're going to hear the explanation of what the story means mm-hmm. to him, how they got together, all this kind of stuff. Because I've been thinking back from that time, and you know, like I mentioned, they have announced their pregnancy, they have announced the engagement, but what I haven't seen in any of like their interviews or anything like that was actually the story behind the ring, which mm-hmm. she did with her last engagement. Mm. So I do want to hear that. I think that might be something they say for Total Bellas, which I would love to hear, because I think that'd be so special for them to talk about, because like I said, I think he loves her so much, and I can't wait to hear, you know, the story behind it, what inspired him, and like how much he loves her. So
yeah,
just, I love Nardim, love them.
Yeah, and I feel like the ring is going to be, I feel like it's a different partner. It's a different moment for her right mm-hmm. now, a different chapter. I feel like it's going to be different than anything we've seen.
We could have even, or anything I think we are even thinking about.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. But my prediction is pretty much, I'm actually, even though all of you thought it was a little creepy, I'm really interested to see like this healing, everything that they're going to do, because I love, like, I don't know, all the spiritual stuff. So yeah. I think it's going to be really cool. Maybe they're going to have some, I don't know, some, I don't know, some cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like they're going to have a breakthrough. They're going to, like, have mm-hmm. some connection to the spirit world and earth, and, like, it's all interconnected. Yes. And so it's going to be cool to see how that helps them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And today is actually Daniel Bryan's birthday, so I want to give a huge shout out to Daniel Bryan. Happy birthday from the Total Bellas After Show. We love you. We love seeing you, and we love that you love the Earth. So
this is Earth Day number two.
Yes,
for sure. And now that is it for this week's episode. Can't wait to see what next week brings us, because I think we're finally going to get back to these huge moments that we've been wanting to see. So make sure you tune in next week at the same time. Emily May, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on all social media platforms at Emily May Heller. You can catch me Women's Wrestling Weekly on Wednesday afternoons, and then covering NXT on Wednesday evenings.
Yeah. Ollie, where can the people find you?
Hey guys, it's Ollie. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ollie Dreamer.
And Bryant?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at the Bryant Santos, and catch me on AfterBuzz TV's Quarantine with the Stars.
Love it. And I am now part of the Monday Night Raw After Show. So make sure you guys check me out on Mondays, talking all about wrestling in English, not in Spanish right now, in English, so we can actually go ahead and talk about that with the guys, Flobo and Jack. So make sure you tune in on Mondays. Obviously, I'm here talking about Total Bellas, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.